Every form that and the wildest imagination could come up with, it'll be somewhere in the ocean. The most, wow, this is, comes out of somebody's dream. Maybe they're on acid. So am I saying that the universe is on acid? Well, something like that. Because there is obviously some wild creation going on. Some incredible dream of most gigantic proportions. And that's only on in one ocean, on one planet. And then on land, millions of insects, different forms of different plants, and then on the level that you cannot see, the microorganisms. Oh, it's just unbelievable. And that's only one tiny planet of trillions, the vastness of the universe. And everywhere there's the game of form. What a gigantic dream. But built into that dream, because what is in each human is a microcosmic version of the entire universe. So the awakening of humans is also the awakening of the universe, because you cannot separate the human from the entire universe. They need each other. They are totally one. There would not even be a universe without the perceiving consciousness. The one consciousness that comes through humans creates the universe as perceived by humans. Other forms perceive a different universe. It's all the same, and yet it's different. The one consciousness dreaming innumerable dreams. Impossible to understand. But what we see when we look at humans, they are immersed in a kind of dream also. When you're totally identified with your reactions, and you play out the drama of your life in relationships, at work, and you go, and you get elated. Oh, it's great, I made it. Oh, it's... And a few months later, you go down, you lost it again. Oh, it's a stage. All the world's a stage. Shakespeare saw that, and all men and women are merely players. And this is the stuff that dreams are made on. So humans can wake up out of that dreamlike existence that they are otherwise immersed in, where there is no sense of who they are apart from the script that they act out. The inner script. Complete identification. And then there's the possibility of awakening, becoming aware of that which underlies the script, without which there would be no script, there would be nothing. There's a vast realm of still aware presence from where you can see the dream world without being immersed in it. The body is still in it, but there is a seeing. You can see your own drama. You can see yourself playing out your own script. And gradually, the awakening is, something arises that is not part of the play of form, but that can see the play of form. And if that can arise in you, it means it is a universal movement.